You're listening to Venice, a Renanet Shy production. Chapter 4, The Call.
The Monday after my disastrous date with Liam was predictably awkward. We used to sit next to each other in meetings, but today I sat in a corner by myself while pretending not to watch him sit with that irrepressible suck-up, Paloma.
Morning, everyone. Let's talk rebrand. Jessica, what's the status?
We're on track to deliver phase one by the end of the month, and then we'll move into phase two.
Phase one got bumped up. It's due next week.
Oh, I don't think I got that update, Liam.
I sent an email.
When?
When I gave you the project.
I just need confirmation the project will deliver on time, despite whatever communication problems you two may be having.
Yes, it will.
Great. Paloma, how's your launch going?
It's fantastic. Liam and I are killing it. We brought on two new designers, which helped us get ahead of schedule. Also, looks like we are coming under budget. And you know what else? As we go into the next phase, I'm pretty sure that everything is going to...
I knew things would be awkward with him, but then this girl comes in...
He straight up threw you under the bus. What the fuck?
I just hope it doesn't cost me the promotion.
Did he really send that email?
Yeah, I missed it.
Oh, shit.
I know.
Well, but... Just try to do what you can to recover.
It's so close. I can still make it happen.
Yes! Feel that earth vibration. Do you feel elevated?
Yes!
Fantastic! Now that we've created this high vibe container, we can go on a journey. Everybody, have a seat.
Mel, walk around and distribute these, one per person.
Mints?
You don't know what it is?
Am I supposed to?
It's an entheogen.
LSD.
Oh, I don't really do drugs. I mean, I've had prescriptions like Zoloft, but that's different.
LSD is safer than Zoloft.
Really?
Yeah, we wouldn't put you in any danger.
Axel? It's clear Mel hasn't been called to step into the fifth dimension with us. She's not ready. Pick someone else.
No, I'm ready. My brain took over again. I trust you.
Great. They're waiting.
Everyone, our sister Mel is walking around with a box. Please take one, or two if you're feeling adventurous.
Naif, a tab?
Thanks. You should probably grab yours now, too.
Good call.
Two tabs?
Yes, I'm feeling adventurous.
After that disastrous meeting, I poured my third espresso. I was hoping it would temper the crunch of my project falling behind.
Oh my God, Liam! Jessica, Liam just said the funniest thing. It was amazing.
Really? Amazing?
Yeah. Liam, see you at yoga later?
Later. Excuse me.
Yep.
So you're straight with the rebrand?
Yes, I figured it out. Even though you tried to get me fired.
I didn't try. You failed to take responsibility, and that's what...
So you embarrassed me in front of the entire office?
If I offended you... I'm sorry. Sometimes the best lessons are the ones you remember.
Wow, that's borderline abusive.
The philosophy's not abusive. It's fact, and it works.
Axel, that's the same philosophy shit they're feeding my sister.
It's not shit. If you opened your mind...
Opened it to what, Liam? Enlightenment? Is enlightenment why my sister isn't answering my calls? It's been a week. She's not at home.
She's probably downloading. Processing. It's part
of the... She's not a fucking computer.
Your failure to respect my process and Mel's says a lot about your character. Or lack thereof.
And you throwing me under the bus at work and keeping me from my sister says what about yours?
I'm done.
You didn't answer my question. Shit, I need to find Mel.
Mel? Mel?
Chloe, hey. Good morning.
It's 6 o'clock in the evening.
Oh my god! I'm missing the bonfire! Oh, my head. I don't feel well.
There's no bonfire. We wrapped the retreat a little early for you. You're having a pretty big energetic reset.
What? A reset?
You're feeling the effects of emotionally and physically releasing trauma. It's normal.
We took acid. I think I'm hungover. I gotta get home.
No! Stay here! At Oasis. I gridded this room with crystals for your recovery. See? An amethyst to stimulate creativity.
I appreciate that. There's just something about recovering in your own bed, you know?
Axel and I love you. You have so much potential, but your vibration has to level up, and that happens faster if you're fully committed to the process. Oasis is a sacred container. You'll heal faster here. This room is yours.
You want me to live here? I pay rent on my bungalow and I'm
pretty don't worry about that. The priority is making you an official Oasis lightworker.
That's true.
I can see you making 75 grand a session. Easy.
75 grand? Who pays that?
I can't tell you. Yet. People will happily pay for quality, and you're training with the best in the world. You're going to be a healing goddess rock star.
You're right. I receive it. Thanks for believing in me.
How is she?
She's staying.
Good.
I don't want you to see her. Not yet.
When?
A few more days.
All right. I'll be patient.
Thanks for listening to Venice. I'm Marissa Bramwell, the creator, writer, director, and executive producer. Joel Edinburgh is the composer, music supervisor, and audio engineer. We have 2 more episodes left. Episode 5 will be released on June 15th, with the season 1 finale posting on June 22nd. Thank you to everyone who has donated to the show. If you'd like to support us, we're accepting donations on PayPal. The link is in the show notes, and all of the money will go towards covering the cost of the production of season 1, and if we raise enough money, we will make a season 2. Thanks again for supporting and listening, and until next time.